children thrive within family situations, and they grow up with a regular family, with regular meal times. They're going to school, coming home to a family, same as every other child, and they thrive in foster families. We're blessed in Donegal. We've got an incredibly experienced and committed group of foster carers throughout the county, and we see children thrive under the loving care of a family growing up with their siblings in that foster care. Our challenge at the moment is that we don't have enough of them, and we're looking for all kinds of foster carers. We're looking for foster carers who are willing to commit long term to foster care. We're also looking for foster carers who are willing to do respite, so give short term breaks to children or to families, and for emergency foster care, because sometimes we just need a short term situation for a child while we address the underlying issues and we work with the natural birth family until a situation maybe can be created.
In terms of the skills needed to foster, is it a matter of doing a lot of training? Is it a matter of doing a lot of learning? Or is this something that's almost instinctively comes through from a caring person, from a caring point of view?
Well, obviously, from a regulatory point of view, we do have fostering assessments that people have to go through. And that is quite a rigorous process. But obviously, the most important qualities are providing a loving, caring family. And children thrive. And they thrive in families where there's other siblings. And obviously, the birth children within those families will also thrive and grow with their foster siblings. So yes, of course, it's regulated. It has to be as a state agency, but the most important qualities are love and care.
You told the meeting this week that the number of children requiring care in Donegal is increasing again after a decrease for a number of years. The number of children on the Child Protection Register in Donegal again is increasing after a decrease over a number of years. That's concerning.
It is concerning, particularly the number of children in care. That's been escalating actually over the last number of years, but there's been a significant escalation over the last couple of years. That's very concerning for us because we don't have a sufficient volume of residential places in the county for those children. It's probably the biggest problem faced by Tuusla nationally. And our preference is always, always, always to keep children in the county, to keep them attending their local schools with their peer groups, with access to their extended family, remaining in their communities. That's where they will grow and thrive. We do not want to have to locate children in residential centres outside of Donegal. So the increased number of children in care in the absence of a corresponding increase in the number of residential places is, of course, a concern for us.